Hi, Jamie Davis from Health Tech Weekly here at CES 2015 with the Tech Podcast Network. And we're back here at iSwimBand. And we talked with them last year in our live booth outside of North Hall, but I'm here in their booth this year because there's some updates. And I've got Paul Newcomb here. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys have updated. I mean, this was a great device when we saw it last year, and yet you've made it even better.
We don't ever want to settle for good enough. There is no such thing when it comes to aquatic safety. We've brought it over onto the Droid platform, and we've changed form factors so we have a lot more flexibility in how you apply the device to your swimmer or non-swimmer.
So let's just give them the basics first. The iSwimBand is there for parents with a pool or parents with children around a water situation that they want to monitor their safety.
What you do is you connect the iSwimBand to your iPhone, iPad, Droid, Pad, whatever you're using, and you set it for what your swimmer's abilities are, or for your non-swimmer, you're going to get an alert immediately. In a swimmer setting, you're going to get an alert anywhere from 10 to 60 seconds after submersion. So with all of the different form factors that we have, the different platforms, we have a solution for virtually every need.
So, and that's the good thing, is you can set it for different swimmers' capabilities. So if you've got a toddler, for instance, you don't want them falling in the water at all. But if you have a kid, like for instance, you have a setup with goggles here that have the slot for the iSwimBand in the back. They can wear these goggles and swim, but if they're underwater immersed for more than a certain period of time, whatever your settings are for that, that you set for that child, then it'll go off and alert you that they've been underwater too long.
That's absolutely correct. The neat thing about it is one of the new pieces that we brought out this year is a clip. Okay, with the clip, you can use our goggle strap that has the
integrated
module pocket, or you can use the clip and clip it to your own goggles. Really gives a lot of nice flexibility. If you're a swim cap wearer, you can actually just take the module and slip it into your swim cap, and we're actually going to be bringing out a swim cap with an integrated pocket in it later on this year.
So where can folks find that? I mean, I know it's available. We talked to you about it last year, but there's some expanded availability now.
We are going into a much larger distribution model now. We're on the Toys R Us website. We will be in the Toys R Us stores in the spring. We're also working to get into several of the other large big box stores. We've also got it available online on Amazon as well as on our own website.
Excellent. And where can they find that on your website?
iSwimBand.com.
Easy enough. Well, Paul, thanks a lot for continuing to innovate. I'm a big proponent as a nurse and a paramedic of pool safety and swimming safety, and we need to teach our children to swim, but in the meantime, we also need to protect them and keep them safe when they're not able to swim or protect themselves.
I'm very happy that you came back to see us again this year, Jamie. It was a great interview last year, and it's just going to keep getting better.
Excellent. I'm Jamie Davis. You'll see more here from Health Tech Weekly at htweekly.com. And of course, follow all our coverage here at CES 2015 at tpn.tv.